This news update's being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosure sales. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. As well as Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with your news. During Tuesday's election, voters in Marlette Community School District approved the request to renew the standard operating millage on non-homestead property. The request to levy 18.8324 mills for 6 years on non-homestead property to fund district operations received 464 yes votes to 171 no votes. Per state law, school districts are required to levy that millage to fund a district's operations. That millage provides a large part of a district's operation essentials. Besides primarily being in Sanilac County, the school district also extends into Lapeer County and Tuscola County. And two Kingston High School students now face criminal charges as a threat led to increased police presence at the school during an altercation 2 weeks ago. Authorities say the FBI notified local law enforcement about October 17th threat involving an AI-generated image that depicted a student with weapons in a school setting. Officers questioned two juveniles following the incident, and charges were later authorized by the Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office. Due to privacy rules, the identities of the students and specific charges have not been released, but officials emphasize a strict approach to threats against schools. And the Bay City Bridge Partners announced that toll rates across the Liberty and Independence bridges will remain unchanged through 2026. Drivers using a transponder will continue to pay $2 per crossing, while those billed by plate will be charged $5.50. Bay City residents with transponders will keep crossing fee of charge until 2028. However, the company's unlimited monthly pass, which offered unlimited bridge use for $15 a month, will end on December 31st. Current subscribers will pay standard toll fees beginning 2026. The Lafayette Bridge remains closed for reconstruction in a $110 million Michigan Department of Transportation project expected to be finished in 2027. Until then, Veterans Memorial Bridge continues to serve Bay City's only toll-free route over the Saginaw River. And we'll return right after this.
Discover the power of Boss snowplows at Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. When winter strikes, be ready to take on the elements with confidence. This is Dave Soule. Our high-quality Boss snowplows and salters are built to handle the toughest snow and ice, ensuring smooth and efficient snow removal. From residential driveways to commercial properties, we've got the right Boss snowplow for every need. Don't let winter slow you down. Equip your vehicle with a Boss snowplow from Advanced Auto Glass and stay ahead of the storm. Visit us today at Advanced Auto Glass, just south of Bad Axe, across from Thumb Area Transit. Come experience the reliability and performance of Boss snowplows.
And we're back with a look at your obituaries for today. Terry Hansen, age 83, and Mary Ann Hansen, age 81, of Verona, a devoted couple for 55 years, both passed away September 27th. Terry passed away peacefully at McLaren and Bad Axe. Mary Ann passed away 1 hour and 53 minutes later at Grand Traverse Pavilions in Traverse City. Terry was born in Verona, Michigan on March 12, 1942, and he honorably served in the U.S. Army from 1960 to 1962. We thank him for his service to our country. A celebration of their lives will take place November 22nd. A graveside service will take place at Verona Township Cemetery at 11:30 a.m. And luncheon will immediately follow at the FOP Lodge, located at 1976 North Verona Road in Rapson. Flannel attire is requested. They are survived by their children, Bob and Lena, and their grandchildren and great-granddaughters. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made in their name to the Thumb Animal Shelter. They've been assisted with funeral arrangements by the McAlpin Funeral Home, and if you wish to share your thoughts, memories, and prayers, go to McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb area LS tractor dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M 53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back with more news. The Democratic Party celebrated key victories in local and state elections last night, seen as a sign of support for their policies heading into 2026. Voters in Virginia, New Jersey, and California turned out in strong numbers, delivering decisive wins for Democratic candidates. Many analysts link the result to ongoing concerns over economic issues and President Trump's leadership. Some Republican candidates were impacted by voter frustration over inflation and immigration policies. The elections are the first major political test since Trump's return to the White House. Both parties will now adjust their strategies ahead of next year's national campaign. And in the aftermath of a tragic collision, at least 11 people died and dozens were injured in a train accident in Bilaspur, India. Authorities report the train crew failed to stop at a danger signal, causing the catastrophic crash. Rescue operations continued through the night, with medical facilities working at capacity. Government officials have launched a formal inquiry into the incident. Survivors and their families are receiving assistance and support. This marks one of India's worst rail disasters in recent years. And that's been your news, brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and shower custom glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts. They're in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
Discover the power of Boss Snowplows at Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. When winter strikes, be ready to take on the elements with confidence. This is Dave Soule. Our high-quality Boss snowplows and salters are built to handle the toughest snow and ice, ensuring smooth and efficient snow removal. From residential driveways to commercial properties, we've got the right Boss snowplow for every need. Don't let winter slow you down. Equip your vehicle with the Boss snowplow from Advanced Auto Glass and stay ahead of the storm. Visit us today at Advanced Auto Glass, just south of Bad Axe, across from Thumb Area Transit. Come experience the reliability and performance of Boss snowplows.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.